A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 24th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about an upsurge in inter-political violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the rise in inter-party political violence.
Opposition MTC President Moken Tsvangirai today visited Budiriro Member of Parliament Costa Machungawuda, who is begging for life at a local hospital following a vicious attack by suspected ZANU-PF supporters in the constituency on Thursday night. The opposition party is alleging that political violence is on the rise in the country.
There are also reports of political harassment and beatings, and of course, adding to the abduction of human rights activist Itai Dzamara, who was abducted on the 9th of March, and his whereabouts up to now are still unknown.
What do you think about the upsurge of violence in Zimbabwe? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Ye kunga kujalo kefoitu.
Honguka hamadza iwa nasi tila watitinge tichitarisa ne zvirikunzi zvikuru nevae mapato anopikisa inyaya ye mirishonga yezve matongerwo enyika yavari kuti inenge yatanga nezuro mumiriri we budiriro mudare reparamende vaCosta Machingauta vakarohwa zvakaipisisa uye iko zvino vari muchipatara kudzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita sana Mashonaland Central kune mashoko ekutiwo kunenge kwaberekera ingwe vamwe variko vanenge vari kuti vaakutyirawo upenyu hwavo asi bato riri kutonga rezanupf riri kuti aiwa zvimwe zviri kutaurwa izvi ndezvemugotsi matsuro hakuna munhu ari kurohwa Gibbs.
Ye, zuru kandaba lingatola njani lapeli kona. Sekwazi lamhlanje kuti lifuna kuti ligijime liye lapeli area kona. Ye, ngoba it was a Friday. Ye, lapha ke sithi lingahambe emakhaya. Sike sithi skwetchise sindawonye. Ye, udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ke yilokho sokwenzakala okwenzakala eHarare. Sizwile ukuthi kulabantu beMDC abathi bachayiwe bechanga abantu abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe bandla leZANU-PF. Omunye walabo abachayiweyo ngumnumzana uCosta Machungayude. Yena ngumeli wedale leparlamente ikona ngale eButiriro eHarare. Ye, sizwile njalo ke ukuthi abe ZANU-PF bathi lokhu ngamanga ukuthi ibandla leli dilabantu abachayiweyo. Njalo bathi kukanyazani baphonga ukucabangela nje ukuthi ngabantu bezanu kungabe kungokunye nje abangakwaziyo ukuthi kuvela ngaphi. Kodwa ke siyezwa kule mbiko ebuyayo lapha Blessing kuthiwa eMash Central ngazana abantu bangani bathole senzima khona ngale. Ye, so ngizwa uproducer wethu sithi sesingani sesithola umuntu lapha ecingweni kambe singasilobani.
I think we have two of our guests. First we have Mr. Morris Ngwenya, a political analyst who leans ZANU-PF. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. And we also have Mr. Obet Gutu, spokesperson for the opposition MDC. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Mr. Gutu, how are you?
I'm fine, Gibbs. It's challenging.
Yes, yeah, I think the first lesson I have to do with Blessing, then I'll come to you. So, Mr. Kutu, you know, we have been seeing pictures of people butchered, you know, online, and everywhere you go, you see those pictures. So, we are told that most of those people are members of the MTCT. What happened?
That's very true, Gibbs. I can actually confirm that of late there has been a resurgence of politically motivated violence. Only last night in Harare, in Budiriro, at Budiriro 4 shopping center to be precise, Honorable Costa Machingauta, who is the member of parliament for Budiriro constituency, was brutally and mercilessly assaulted by no less than 15 young people who were wearing ZANU-PF regalia, ZANU-PF t-shirts. He was actually in the company of his friends and other colleagues at the local shopping center in his constituency in the neighborhood of Budiriro. And these youths, then upon seeing him, they called him to come to where they were outside the shop. So he innocently went to where they were, hoping that maybe they wanted to discuss something to do with the constituency or some other such peaceful discourse. But before he could do even say anything, they set upon him with booted feet, with iron rods, knob carries, and started assaulting him all over his body. They did not give him any chance to even speak, to ask them why they were beating him up. They just beat him up and so savagely that they left him for dead, and upon seeing that he was badly hurt, they disappeared into the darkness, and he had to be ferried to a local private hospital here in Harare. And over and above that, there is a group of our supporters consisting mainly of elderly women in their late 60s, some in their early 70s, who were on their way back from Budiriro, going back to Mfakos, the way they stay. They were then set upon by another group of ZANU-PF youths when they arrived in Mfakose, and then they were beaten up so savagely that we fear strongly that one of the old ladies might have actually lost sight in one of her eyes, in her right eye. Then the community omnibus that they were traveling in was smashed. The windscreen was completely destroyed. And this has been happening, and you can actually see that as a follow-up to the abduction of Itai Dzamara, there is actually a serious deterioration of the security situation in this country, particularly in Harare, and because obviously ZANU-PF knows that Harare is one of the MDC strongholds, and you can actually see that they are trying to instill fear in our supporters, trying to instill fear, and we actually even suspect that they are trying to assault and even assassinate some of our members of parliament, now that we have come up with a solid resolution that we are not going to participate in any by-elections or any elections for that matter until certain specified political and electoral reforms have been carried out.
Thank you.
This is actually a systematic campaign of violence, and we are very, very concerned as the MDC.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Ngwenya, you have the right to respond.
It's not that it is the source for that.
Mr. Ngwenya, if you can move a bit from where you are, because we can hardly hear you, I think there's a bad connection there.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you now. Perfect.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I'm saying it is a shame and a pity that the MDC has resorted to this barbaric way of trying to seek attention in this Zimbabwean society. Yet it pushed itself to this irrelevance by choosing not to participate in any democratic election. You see, it is not a secret that MDC is a party of eternal violence. This even was Mangoma was sitting in front of the leader, the MDC leader. Now that they are not participating in this election, they are trying to seek relevance by resorting to these barbaric methods. If you look right now, the most relevant opposition political party would be NCA, that is fielding candidates everywhere the election. But unfortunately for this party, MDC, they have resorted to this barbaric method. If you check what they are really talking about, imagine in Central, who would resort to violence or fighting against MDC that never even fielded a candidate during the just ended the by-election in the Mount Darwin West seat, even anyway. So really, this is an internal job, and it's not new. MDC has been known for this kind of behavior. There is no ZANU-PF or any other fan or a supporter of ZANU-PF would resort to violence towards it, because it is not a threat in any way to anyone in ZANU-PF or in Zimbabwe. It's just a simple ship. It has already sunk, in fact. Therefore, they are only trying to seek relevance right now. It's so shameful that we have honorable people alleging such kind of barbarism towards ZANU-PF, yet there is not even a single case. Yet we know very well that those are just allegations, and that is an incredible job that can well be traced to MDC itself.
Mr. Kutu, is this an internal kind of job? Just a few seconds, respond there.
Far from it, Gibbs. I mean, why should it be internal? I mean, I'm actually surprised that my colleague from ZANU-PF is coming up with this, with respect to ridiculous kind of statement. There is really absolutely no issue of an internal job, because we had a very successful rally yesterday that was addressed by our party leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. It was one of the best attended rallies ever here in Harare, notwithstanding that it was held on a Thursday afternoon. And it was so clear that there were thousands of people who gathered at very short notice in Glenview for the rally. And what we suspect happened is that ZANU-PF, because of the DNA of violence that is inherent in them, they got very upset and very irritated, seeing that our support base continues to improve, to actually even get better than before. And I believe this is the typical ZANU-PF style. When they feel that they are under pressure, that they are facing a strong political opponent, they resort to what they know best, i.e. violence, brute force. This is precisely what happened. These are ZANU-PF thugs who beat up Honorable Machingauta. It is on record that they are ZANU-PF thugs because they were wearing ZANU-PF regalia.
Thank you very much.
Tine mumwe mutereri tisati tadzokera kuna Vangwenya. Mbuya, makadi.
Takasimba, makasimba here.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemhirizhonga iri kunzi nevamwe yatanga vamwe vachiti hakuna zviriko.
Ini pamhirizhonga iyi ndine vamwe mafungiro angu akasiyanawo.
I think
vagutu zvibozvo zvavanoita neMDC zvakanakira ivo, pana hazina kunakira nyika. Vozvika kuitika chakaipa kumunhu wavo vandanga kuti ZANU-PF. Pakafa munhu akaona munhu afa vanonoclaima kuti munhu aurawa neZANU-PF. Ingava nyika rudzii. Munoda here kutonga nyika yadonha pakuti womumaketi wenyika mune zvakanaka? Kuno kuna nasafutsaurika kwatiri kunoitika misindo yakawanda zvikuru. But last week munhu weEFF wamalema akashutwa muJoburg. But hatina kumbonzwa malema aitaura kuti ANC chichi. Vanhu vanorespekta makotsi avo, vanhu vanorespekta majaji avo, vanhu vanorespekta mapurisa avo nesecurity sector yese vanoirespekta. Imimi vanhu vemDC hamunobuda pamaredhiyo muchisora mapurisa acho amunoda kuti mangwana vakubatsirei, majaji amunoda kuti mangwana atonge nyaya dzenyu. Pamunohwina nyaya dzakatiwana ngodzo rakahwina nyaya dzaakahwina pani pamazuva apera, takanzwa muchitaura kuti mimi ndo demokrasi. Saka pamunohwina imimi ndo panenge pari right, ndo panenge pavanhu vari right ipapo. But pamunoluza moti imimi zvinhu zvaipa haizapiyeo. Hamuoni here kuti ndemisawo nyika pakaipa? Imi vagutu makazvisa pati nyika muri kuisa papi nematauriro enyu amunenge muchiita, muchipembedza nyika mune zvakaipa. Hamuna proof, hamusi investigator. Mapurisa amunosora muchisora, masoja amunosora muchisora, ndo mamunoda support. Muchatonga here nyika isina mapurisa? Muchatonga here nyika isina masoja? Muchatonga here nyika isina majaji?
Vagutu, pindurai tinzwa.
Handina kumbosora mapurisa, handina kumbosora masoja, handina kumbosora kana ani zvake. Apa tiri kungotaura zvinhu sezvazviri. Tati vanhu vanenge vaita zvehunhubu, zvomhara patsetsetse, zvokurova vanhu,
zvakaitwa nemayudhe zanu nezuru vanotori nebhesi pabudiro 4 shopping center tikaendapo izvozvi totowana pane bhesi rezanu vanosera vachiimba vachimwadoro vachisvita mbanje vachivhundutsira vanhu apapa handizivi kuti nyaya yekuti kusora mapurisa kusora majaji kusora masoja yapinda pakuita sei hatina kumbosora tiri kungotaura zvinhu sezvazviri kuti Costa Machingauta anova iye memba wepalamendi webudiriro akarakashwa nemayute zanu fact handizivi kuti
gataitaure
zvimwe zvingapfuura ipapo totaura
tiki asi asinambodzwa malema achitaura kuti iye asvitwa neanc akamirira mapurisa aite basa rawo koini mapurisa mutotaazi kujoinza ndiri kutitsangadza nepaitauroona navatsvangira vachiti mapurisa nemasoja vakazodai vakazodai saka ndopa ndinoshayawo kuti koimi munoda kuti zviitwe
nanisa nemasoja tinovafarira zvikuru tinotovarwira chaizvo hondo dzavo dzakanyanya dzokuti vanhu vanoshungurudzwa nehurumende vachipuwa mari shoma shoma dzimwe nguva pei yavo isingauyi nenguva uyezve ichiuya iri doko doko ndo vanhu vatinonyanyofarira ivavo zvatinoshora zviito zvenyanya dzimwe dziri muzano dzinorova vamwe dzinobhinya vamwe ndo politiki dzedu dziri pachena
handipikisani nemi vavagutu but ndopikisana nemi pakuti imimi munotanga kujajira mapurisa munotanga kujajira vanhu vanofanira kuita basa ravo imi inedemocratic country yamunoda kuona imimi motanga mavapa kuti izanhu ndezvakati hazvina kuita zvakati hazvina kuitwa voitawo sei basa ravo muri lawyer muri mupurisa muri jaji muri zvese matoona kudhara kuti kana ari matsotsa akatora advantage achisanganisirawo nezviri kuitiwawo kuti okay avanovengana nemdc munhu anogona kungourayiwa pane vanhu vairobhwa muno mazuva apera taitai nemazuva ano tiringonetswa muno musouth africa isi vana vezimbabwe nevane dzimwe nyika but pane matsotsa vanotora
advantageaoiaeiano
vachiitaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa ndinoita imimi hoona.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Munotaurira zvivana veZimbabwe. Tinofunga tiri magrade 7 makasvika kuuniversity. But tisu vacho vanovhota vacho nevanovhota vari muZimbabwe. Vanofunga kana muchitaura zvinhu taurai muchitaura kuti nyangwe anokuteerai ka anoona kuti aiwa apa zvichokwadi munhu ataura. Mukangotaura muchingofunga zvinofadza munhu akwanisa kuanalyza makore ano mufunge zvenyu.
Petai henyu vagutu tiende kune mumwe muteereri.
Iri ndinoshamisika zvikuru nokuti apapa handina kushora mapurisa handina kushora majaji handina kushora masoja ndiri kushora zviito zveminyaminya dzanga dzakapfeka matisheti ezanu dzakarova Costa Machingauta anova memba weparamende webudiriro iyo ndiyo fact handingarambi ndichingodzokorora zviri pachena kuti Costa akarwara vanhu vanga vakapfeka yunifomu dzezanu andesi kana comrade ava vachiti vanhu avanga vakapfeka yunifomu dzezanu matisheti ezanu vasiri vezanu then that's a different ball game but tinozviramba nokuti panotova nebhesi rezanu pabudiriro shopping center ipapo ndinopaziva panotozivikanwa kunzi pane bhesi rezanu panogara pane maite ezanu vachisvuta mbanje vachimuna doro vachivhundutsira vanhu. Saka ndo zvakaitika. This is a fact.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs. Ngwani.
Yes, lo mnumzana unkosi lapho seBotswana. Baba Nkosi ungawuchona njani?
Hayi, jonde tsona njani futhi.
Nizachona kakhulu kujani eBotswana?
Hayi, uzwana kuraiti kaqanda kancane.
Hawu bonike, natutaba.
Ye, hayi. Ngiyawezwa amadoda bayakhuluma ongwenya. Lalo munyu baba lo kaDefona. Mina angikwazi ukuthi ungwenya ibhiski tsalilumi leli le cream ubane okungekho khona ama lemon cream. Ungakhumbula soon after independence 1980 more than 20,000 Zimbabweans Ndebeles were killed by ZANU PF iGukurahundi. Soon after that during immobilization uMnangagwa wathe interviewer ijournalist eyomlungu wambuza ukuthi yena kathi njengoba kuthiwa abantu bayabulawa emathebeleleni lina lithini njengoba liyigovernment. umnanga kwathi yena akakwazi ukuthi kulabantu ababulawayo emathebeleni wangiphika lokho. After that wathi yena sependula futhi wathi yena there are stories in the Northern Ireland, it depends on the story, on the story, the one that you want to believe. Yezwa. Then after that u president wezano, President Robert Mugabe, who is the president even today, he came back to say it was a moment of madness. The point that I'm trying to make here is that, firstly, they denied there were people who were being killed in Matabeleland. When the statistics came, it was more than 20,000. President Mugabe agreed and wavuma akazange akuphinde what it was a moment of madness. But bakuphika umnangako. We have a problem with iZANU PF. They don't want to accept ukuthi kulobudlwangudlwangu ababenzayo. Abafuni ukuvuma kodwa kuliqiniso. Kathesi uNgwenya uyaphika abantu bakibe uNgwenya bafa babulawa yikukurawuni. Uyakuphika ukuthi kula bantu bakibe abafayo. Ungaze umtshele ukuthi kusasilanga liyavuka liphume ekuseni ukuthi kaliphumi. Liyathi litshoni la ngumtshele ukuthi ilanga liyatshona nantana selitshoni lethi kalitshoni. Ngenxa yokuthi baphika izinto eziphilayo, baphika izinto ezenzakalayo. It's a pity ukuthi kathesi ngikhona kunanzeleleka ukuthi abantu asebesokusiba nobudlwangudlwangu sokusenzakala emashonaland. Thina kwathi kusenzakala kithi, even human rights azange siyibone. Ama-lawyer la agcwele kathesi, we never seen these lawyers. Most of the people died until today. And the next thing basitshela ukuthi abalasikhathi sokugebha amangcwabo. Baphika izinto azazi uNgwenya angikwazi ukukhuluma nangikwazi wadlani angikwazi ukuthi kumbe indlala leyo Ngwenya okiyo. It's a pity, my friend. Unkala wadubekele goli isikhathi lo sesinyathela ngembamba enathi itiye kodr Khumalo lapha ethe yena ubundebela ngabe ugeza ngabe uyagezwa lawe siya kuwe uzawudinga umlindi uswele ususwele ukuthi abantu bakini uzabuyela njani kiwo uzakuyafela emazweni. Because uphika into eyenziwa ebantwini okumele ikhuzwe ilungiswe wonke umuntu avume ukuthi konakele kulungiswe nampa ne-ANC babathani benzeni bakhalime ozuma bakhuze abe-EFF bajikijelani bakhalime bakhuze kanti lina lingabanjani elingafuni ukuthi kukhuzwe abantu bakhalimele bakhuzwe batshele ukuthi elikwenzayo kuwrong abantu babenu bophela nini izinja zenu.
Yes, bonke kakhulu
nkosi. Ngwenya bophelani izinja imidlwane yenu leyo ibopheleni. We are sick and tired of staying in a state okokuthi abantu babulawa njengenkukhu every now and then. For how long? 37 years. Until today we are still suffering from iZANU PF brutality.
Sibongile kakhulu nkosi.
Please, siyacela Ngwenya, advise your people njengoba usungisikhulumele urugare kumbe isuffering ngathesi. Look at it, ndina kuzingwa kuzana, wadzingwa kuzana is gone. You will be the next. I want to tell you, my boy, you are very young, Kuzanu PF. Number did the kid mustn't touch. Number my Mujuru, they are out of Kuzanu PF. Babe sala be better, I think about Pumuzanu. They are out.
Yeah, what do you get? Yes, yes, so city Baba Ngwenya, I won't pay the Ganan Gona.
Yeah, lapha umfowethu uyawumana ngoba lapha sikhuluma ngendaba zegugurawundi sihlala sikhuluma yizo indaba zonezi eziletha izenophobia ukubulalana kwabantu phanje manje kumnandi nxa abantu bebulalana kanjalo yini. Asikhulumi ngendaba zegugurawundi lapha, sihlala sikhuluma ukuthi indaba leyo yakhulunywa ngamadala bethu onkomo basayinela naphansi ngo-1987. Nanga umuntu lapha sefuna ukuphonga ukuvusa imizwa yabantu ngendlela engadingakaliyo. Lapha sikhuluma ngendaba yebulililo athi
ukuphika futhi
kuphika.
Ye mana qedise baba nkosi, qedisa
lapha sikhuluma ngendaba yegugurawundi, sikhuluma ngendaba yebulililo. Lapha sikhuluma imicijo ekhona, ama-facts akhona ukuthi abantu be-NDC uTupi Stevensonson watshaywa, uMangoma watshaywa, uJankira ekhanyela, uOshman Ncube bonke bafakazi ukuthi abantu be-NDC bane-violence. Manje lokhu ufuna ukuletha lapho ogugurawundi kuvela ngaphi? Asikhulumeni indaba eyiyo edala emadoda, athi uhlanganisa indaba sizama ukudlala ngemizwa yabantu.
Ye uthi lina liyaphika, uthi liyaphika, uthi liyaphika nxa lingakwenza ngama-fitshane 10 seconds.
Singakwenza asikhulumeni phela ngama-fact, sikhuluma ubufakazi bakho, siboni anti mina ngiyakuphi ubufakazi bami. kunu ufakazi achikuchena ngendaba zeguground lapha sinika ufakazi ukuthi umuntu webudiri wacha nabantu bezano pia
yeah hayi sizwile kakhulu ke
zwana ke gift mawuthi ngimpendule mawubona ipacket lama biscuits abhalwe Lobels uza kuthi biscuits eliphakathi kasilole Lobels ubona kusilti kubhalwe Lobels nxa labo bantu kade begqoka ama-t-shirt ezanu pf sithi ngabe NDC bona begqoka ama-t-shirt ezanu pf
so wona
ngaphikaniama-t-shirt ezanu kuyini okuphikayo inkinga yami lawe ngwenya ule problem yokufuna ukuzenza umuntu olungileyo kuzanu p f betraying your own people wena ngwenya
ye ngithi kulapho ngibe ngumlamulankunzi hhayi sengizwile badala bethu ngwenya ubambe khonapho babankosi sibongile kakhulu kakhulu sinomnye umlalelo
sesecingweni
sibongile nkosi. Yeah, blessing Global.
For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, a live talk. And of course, tonight on live talk, we are talking about inter-party political violence. And at times, it tends to be heated. We expect that to happen. But the good thing is that here we can agree to disagree, but we do it without fighting. We have to disagree peacefully. That is regai tende une mwe mtereri mkoma tambu kana kuti shumba makadi kwa sege aiwa ti reporter uri size shoma hamusi kunyatsonzwika nyaya iri mudari roma inzwa
aiwa ndaiitwa mwana wa baba ndamuse zvavira nda chamwa
ko muri kuita nge muri kutya sei nai shumba tauri size shoma
zvamupiyo zvauraya nyika mwana wababa
sei buri kudaro
vanhu tikutambura kuno kutambura zara iriko basa hakuna vanhu takunyepferwa manje kunje iyaitambira chikafu zakaita kuno kwateke kwachirima mhunga marumuzira anaya vanhu vakonzi iyaiiipa iyaiiipa wozizizena unoreka mazika apa vada kuumba nehiti makero avo vanhu vese nevamadiki nevanadikiwan vane zvisupa kwakunzi yai zvinyepero saka yai international community yabatsira nyika irino tatambura tatambura
ko nyaya yemhirizhonga iri kutaurwai muri kuionawo here ikoko kana kuti munoionawo sei zvinoitika here
zvinoitika izvozvo zvinoitika chaizvo makanselas vanouya vachipresena vanhu nechikafu vanhu vanenge vakana usina kuteera zvezani kuyevha upfuu wechikafu ndiona nyaya iri kuurira kuti
aiwa tinotiinational
community vaibatsire vanhu vari muzimbabwe nezvinokunizara mabasa hakuna nezvinokapinda marare kupinda mutaundi yaizvi sunshine city akutyisa kufamba netsoka unenge ucharohwa nemupama nemunhu vatika madomasi munhu
aiwa vashumba rambai zvenyu makabata tichadzoka kwamuri timbotora kabreki zvishoma shoma asi tiri kudzoka kwamuri Gibbs
ngilo munumzana umlilo kulangapo kebutswana ubambe lawe ungaika chana kulapo
yes and Mr. Ngwenya and also Mr. Gutu please stay on the line for our radio listeners as you know by now we are streaming live so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.